Still here, like we're back.
Wow, your energy is on 10 today.
Huh? Is it? It's just, you know, yeah. Up there.
Feeling that good?
I mean, you know.
Think you're mad because your pool closed?
Pool closed. It's officially fall.
Yeah.
Not that I have any issues with fall, but summer is my season.
That means homecoming's coming though.
Yeah. It also means the cold, snow, things like that. You like fall. You
like
fall. I don't like fall. I don't not like any season, if we keep it honest. I think there's room for all of them. I like living, you know, in New Jersey where we get 4 full seasons.
I'd like to introduce my co-host, Debbie Downer.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, it's fall. There are people who love fall. You know what we've talked about this before. What I love about fall.
You can dress up.
Pumpkin. I like pumpkin munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts. I don't drink coffee, so I don't do the pumpkin spice lattes and all that.
If you work for Dunkin', cut us a check.
If you work for Dunkin', you're definitely not cutting us a check. You don't need to. I'm going to come and buy the munchkins regardless.
You know what's
interesting?
Unpaid endorsement.
So, I mean, we've done a ton of those. So I like the pumpkin munchkin, but I won't get a full pumpkin donut. Something about that just seems extreme.
Yeah.
It just seems like you're doing a little bit too much.
That's not right.
But the munchkins... in the bite-sized portions, to me seems, even though like if you eat 5 munchkins, it's probably equivalent to 1 donut, just ordering a whole pumpkin donut seems like I'm pushing it.
Yeah, you've always been accused of being childlike, so I think that makes a lot of sense.
Or I believe in portion control, okay?
Eh.
That's really what it's about. It's about portion control, unlike everybody else.
Well, welcome to the fall, and I'm glad you get your pumpkin munchkins now.
Yeah.
I like the fall. You know, back in the day, I used to love going back to school. I would love... being able to wear some new outfits with a nice little sweater. You know what I mean? Little hybrid outfits. That was my thing. I prefer summer, but I'm definitely good with fall. I just don't like winter.
You don't like winter?
Except my birthday's in the winter. But
That's a good point. I don't have a problem with winter. I do not like being cold at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as long as you keep the heat on and keep my coat on, you know, I'm not forced to go out in any blizzards. I'm pretty fine with. I think there's a place for winter. That's when you need to stay your ass in a house. Like, I think that's what I appreciate about winter. You're outside for summer. You're semi outside for fall. By the time winter comes, this is the time for you to stay home and sit down.
Speaking of climate change, we should talk today.
No one said anything about climate change.
You're talking about blizzards.
That was a horrible transition.
Cold. Speaking of climate change.
Okay. Yes. Speaking of.
Global warming is a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
People believe it's not a thing. There are people who believe that all things are not a thing. Like, COVID's not a thing. Racism is not a thing. Climate change is not a thing. None of these things are happening. For some people, we are not those people. These things are happening. We are aware of them. And we address them. I mean, we are financial advisors. We work in the wealth management space. We are entrepreneurs. We are serial entrepreneurs. But we still are mindful of the things that happen around us. And we also always try to figure out how we can have an impact on those things through our existing industries.
That's right. That's right. So all I know is my basement flooded and we never got water before. So global warming is happening. It's
really
ruining people's basements all over the country.
Okay.
We need to address this.
Yeah, that happened. That happened for both of us. It was unfortunate. But there have been several other major things that have happened prior to our basements being flooded that are proof of global warming, right? Like they've had horrible weather in New Orleans. There have been, you know, internationally, there have been tsunamis, there have been floods. There's a lot happening that is showing that our climate is changing, is shifting in a way that's not sustainable for life on the planet. And we've been doing a lot of things to contribute to that. And I don't mean we, meaning Alan Boomer and Tiffany Hawkins. I just mean as human beings, right? Like we do a lot of things to contribute to this issue of climate change.
Remember that song, We're All in the Same Gang?
No.
Tiffany.
Is that a song?
We're All in the Same Gang. It was a big hip-hop collaboration album.
Who was on
trying to stop gang violence.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Sing it.
Oh my gosh, you don't remember? We're all in the same. It was a West Coast.
Who was on it? Just give me some options. You're just
NWA, Eazy-E, all of the West Coast rappers at the time came together to try to stop gang violence. Either way, I'm trying to say,
I think you made this up. First of all,
tweet us, please. What people from my era?
See, I'm not from your era, and I'm not from the West Coast.
Yo, you legit don't remember we're all in the same gang?
I legit think you're making this up.
Oh my god,
was there an East Coast version?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Self-destruction.
I know that. Self-destruction. We're headed for self-destruction. What's the other one? I could sing that one. This one that you're claiming.
We're all in the same gang. They had that was the hook. It had Young MC, Digital Underground, MC Hammer, Dr. Dre, MC Ren, Eazy-E, Ice-T, Tone Loc, Michelle.
The fact that MC Hammer was on it. I'm just asking you to just sing a hook, okay? That's it.
It was, we're all in the same gang. That's
the all hook. You know. That's the only part you know?
It was mainly about the words, not about...
What are the words? The fact that you can't give me the... Okay, either way, we're not going to go down this rabbit hole. Clearly, we are headed for self-destruction. And as Alan is trying to infer, we're all in the same gang. What that means is...
We're all together.
Yes.
Like, our actions all impact... our fellow man and woman.
Very true.
It impacts our planet. Like, we've got to leave this planet to our kids, our future grandkids, and even our non-relatives, just like people that are coming after us. And we've got a duty to make sure that the planet is still here in the future.
Yeah. So our conversation today is how climate change, global warming, everything is happening, how it impacts our pockets, and how we can have an impact. We can save money while saving the world at the same time.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I don't know if we're all in the same gang, but...
No, we're all in the same gang.
We are tying your finances, your expenses to what's happening in the world and how we can improve both at the same time.
I love it. So let's first talk about the cost of global warming. And when we talk about cost, you typically hear folks talking about rising sea levels and, you know, like certain animal populations that are being impacted. But there's also a financial cost, for example, within real estate. There was a recent study about property value losses from coastal flooding, and it added up to nearly $16 billion. Places that were severely impacted were places like Florida, New York, New Jersey, South Carolina. Each of these places saw more than $1 billion in losses. So we're getting a lot of property that's being completely lost, but a lot of cities are going to be underwater. Like, not the whole city, but material parts of those cities will be underwater.
Yeah, also, even, I think as you mentioned, like, some cities may be underwater or water will start to creep into cities. We'll see more floods like we just saw in New Jersey, which is completely uncommon. We'll see more insurance claims. So your insurance will likely go up, right? There can be more property damage to your homes and your vacation homes and your investment properties. It will have a real serious impact on real estate. Like, there are a number of ways in where global warming will have an impact on your assets, on, I guess, the income you're able to make, again, with some of these investment properties, and just where you live. Like, absolutely. Can you imagine if your home insurance doubles? Because now,
triples,
I'm legitimately worried about that right now, right? Like, we had this huge flood, right? This crazy thing that's never happened in New Jersey before, hasn't happened in a very long time, Hurricane Ida. My basement flooded. You know, I had to put in a major insurance claim. They're paying it out. But now, am I considered a flood zone? I wasn't really considered a major flood zone before. So now, is my insurance going to go up next year?
Absolutely. Yeah, other costs are that food costs are going to go up. As temperatures rise, it's very hurtful to crop production.
Yeah, like, keep in mind, right? Like, there have to be certain ideal temperatures for different fruits and vegetables to grow, right? And crops have been growing under their proper designation and their location and all these things for a really long time. Now, if that's changing, right? If there's droughts, so now the soil is dried out, mm-hmm. or massive floods where crops are just getting flooded out. Certain areas are warmer where they were before, so certain crops aren't as comfortable growing. It's going to take more effort for us to get the fruits and vegetables and produce that we're used to having at our disposal, and we're going to have to pay more. I don't think people think about these things. They're just like, oh, it's about to be more hot outside. Like, first of all, like, let's be clear. Like, it's not supposed to be extremely hot. It's not supposed to be so hot that, like, we can't go outside, or that fruits and vegetables can't grow, or that ice caps are melting, right? Our sea levels are rising. I don't know how well you can swim, but Like, it has a major impact on what our daily lives will look like. And it may be not us, right? Maybe you're older and you're like, listen, I'm gonna be out of here. This is not about to be my problem. Mm-hmm. But you have children, you know what I mean? You have family members that you care for that will be here. We always talk about leaving a legacy. You'd be ridiculous to save all of your money and do all your investing and have all these financial assets left for your family members, but there's no world for them to live in. There's no land for them. And as land mass decreases because ocean levels rise, real estate's going to get more expensive.
Yeah. What profit a man to gain the world, but never mind.
I was going to say, you're off. It didn't sound like you were confident in where you were going with this.
I know where I was going, but it was gain, you know, lose your soul, but yeah, whatever.
All the things.
Lose the world, okay?
Don't lose
it. So let's talk about some advice. Like, what are things that we can do in our own budgets that will help us to save money, but also have the side effect of helping the world be a little better?
I'm ready. I'm ready for this one. My first one. Okay.
All right. Come with it.
No one get offended, Alan.
Oh my God.
I'm just putting it out there for the world. Buy only the food you need and only use what you buy. Okay, so Americans waste 40% of the food that they buy, right? That's nearly $200 a month for a family of four. Wasting food doesn't just waste your money, it also wastes energy and water that's used to produce that food. But just think about it from a financial perspective. Again, if you waste 40% of the food you buy, sounds like you got 40% of money that should be going in your pocket instead of going in the garbage.
Lord.
Okay. Then this food that you're purchasing that you're then just going to throw out, these crops, this produce or whatever that could have gone elsewhere to people who could actually use it, is being wasted.
And it's filling up landfills.
Facts.
It's not being composted. That's for sure.
Yeah. Half of y'all don't even, we're not going to go down that. I'm just saying, like, so just buy only the food you need. Now that's super hard, right? That's super hard for us as Americans because we have these grocery stores that are on every corner. You've got Costco where you can just buy in bulk and the prices are low.
Sam's Club.
Why not get, 48 apples since it's only $9.99? Do you even like apples? Like, you buy it based off of the fact, we buy a lot of things based off of the fact that the price was good, or I'm about to start eating better. Let me go ahead and just start buying,
you know, you ain't about to eat
tomatoes
better.
And cucumbers and things that lifetime you ain't supply. Had in years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, again, that's a way for you to save money. I know when we go in these grocery stores, and grocery stores are designed to make us spend more money, right? The way that they are set up, everything is really pretty. Hey, this is for sale. Oh, this is the new Cheeto flavor. Okay, you need the new pasta that's made with wheat and multigrain and all these different things. But really, be honest about how much you actually eat and just buy that much. Now, here's a sign. If you're like, listen, I'm not sure if I have this problem or not. You know, maybe not. Do you have, especially if you have kids, but period, do you happen to have a pantry?
Yeah,
or
a lot of folks have a pantry.
Or just a cabinet that's full of snack bags and fruit snacks and pastas and dried foods and canned foods. I know we tell ourselves we're preparing for an apocalypse. That's what we tell ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're preparing for a blizzard. I need all these things just in case we can't leave the house.
Yeah.
But is that really what's happening?
A lot of the stuff goes bad.
A lot of the stuff goes bad.
You get bugs in it.
You end up having to throw it out and then you just replace it.
Yeah.
So why don't we try to save the world and save some money by just buying the food that we need? I live alone. I am very good at this. My refrigerator oftentimes goes to zero, not because I don't buy groceries, but I really only buy what I am going to need for the next couple of days. And then I'll just go back to the store and buy some more.
That's what I'm talking about, Tiffany. I do not like to see food wasted around me.
But you do it. Yeah. Alan is surrounded by food at all times. And I don't mean like in a way like, oh, he always has a snack nearby. I'm a fan of these people who always keeps a snack just in case, you know, your blood sugar gets low or you just want a little nibble. Alan is surrounded. If there was a cartoon character that like, there's food floating around him at all times, that's Alan. And for him, it's never enough. It's like, all right, so I know I got these muffins. I got these chips. Okay. I got this oatmeal. But I also need three more things to just have around me at all times.
This is not a Judge Allen.
This
day.
Is not a judge. Just like it, we're not judging our listeners, but you can relate. We
can
all
relate.
Have the opportunity to do better. There are some other
That's
areas that we'll talk about where I will need to do better, but we can relate.
Okay.
We do this.
So here's some advice. So make a list before you go to the grocery store. Stick to your list. Use your warehouse club membership wisely. Don't just be in there buying a lifetime supply of everything just because it's on sale.
Except for like toilet paper. Toilet paper, paper towels, foil, dish soap. I buy a lot of dish soap.
Yeah. Use all that stuff.
I do use all those things.
And then learn how to properly store your food.
That's
so it lasts longer.
Yes. That is very true. So I've always wondered as a kid growing up, my mom leaves a lot of produce out on the counter. And she's always told me, oh, it shouldn't go in the refrigerator. It's better out on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
I've always believed she was lying. I don't leave anything out on the counter. Everything goes, from a produce perspective, goes in the refrigerator. I feel like I just watch her food go bad while it's sitting on the counter. So learn how to properly store your food. We've got Google now. We've got smartphones. Look it up. And again, only buy foods that you're really actually going to eat. Seriously. Like, do not buy these foods, these dream foods that, like, if I can just get on my health kick this week, I'm going to eat all these raw oats. Like, you're not going to eat the damn raw oats. Like, if your refrigerator is full of bacon and English muffins, we know how it's going down. And it's no judgment. But, like, leave the raw oats on the counter.
I love it.
Okay, so we are going to talk about more things that you can do to save money and save the world. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Hi, this is Donnie Rose, Chief Content Editor here at The North Star. Encouraging you to check out thenorthstar.com every day for insightful, engaging commentary on the stories that impact our culture. The writers at The North Star make it our mission to advocate, mobilize, agitate, and disrupt in the name of creating liberation-centered content. We unapologetically center the narratives of Black, Brown, and Indigenous people. We understand that you can get news from anywhere, so we are more interested in offering perspective that speaks to the experiences of our audience. We write freely and with freedom on our minds. We invite you to indulge in our daily editorials and engage in the dialogue that will change the world. Momentum.
All right, so we harped on food.
Yes.
I think we got to let up on the food.
Yeah.
Right?
And let up on me, because stop making it all about things that I do wrong.
We're not.
No.
We all do things wrong. There's all of us have things that we can do better.
I'm triggered right now.
You shouldn't be, okay? You want to save some money. You can save some money by not wasting food.
I received that message.
Okay. Definitely. Hopefully our listeners will receive it also. Other things that you can do, spend less money on disposable clothing, right? So most people are like, I don't have disposable clothing. Like, I wear my clothes multiple times. First of all, so Americans alone, we throw away about 10.5 million tons of clothes every year. And this isn't like, oh, I've had these clothes for the last 10 years and they've served me well. And, you know, these sweaters were handed down. This is just, I'm going to use harsh language. Bear with me.
All right. If you got your kids, just pull them to you.
Yeah.
Close to you.
I mean, just cover their ears. Don't pull them close to you.
Pull them close.
Okay. You've got shit that you have been.
Oh, my.
You just bought it. Like, you just bought it earlier this year, but, like, because you washed it twice, it's now falling apart. Or you only bought it for one event, and so afterwards you're just going to throw it out. Or it's cheap. You really didn't spend that much money on it to begin with. It's just a couple of little cheap shirts. And I'm not talking about drawers. I'm not talking about underwear. I'm not talking about undershirts.
She said drawers.
I mean drawers. Because I would like for you to throw your drawers out after. I don't want you to keep drawers for years.
No, you use them as cleaning supplies. But go in. Go on.
I don't. Listen. Okay. Hopefully that's not happening either.
Y'all didn't use...
Who are y'all? First of all, no.
When you were growing up, you didn't use like old t-shirts and underwear?
I said drawers. Yes, yeah. You would use old t-shirts, but you're not wiping down the kitchen counter in somebody's drawers.
All right, go on.
So I'm not talking about your undergarments. I'm specifically talking about like other clothes. People oftentimes call it fast fashion, where it's poorly made. It's not going to last you very long. And so you end up throwing it away. We throw away so much clothes. And honestly, you want to buy clothing that will last you as long as possible. And yes, that's going to cost you a little bit more money up front, but in the long run, it does save you money. If you're buying new clothes every month, because again, your other clothes are falling apart, that ends up being a greater expense long-term. But if you buy clothes that you know will last you longer, that will last you multiple years, you don't have to buy a new wardrobe every winter, a new summer wardrobe every single year. But these clothes that are being thrown out are causing huge, huge problems. They're taking up major landfills. Where do you think they go? We don't burn them. You know, we're not burning them up necessarily. They're not being upcycled or recycled into new garments. It really is having a major impact on our landfills. Seriously.
I love it. I love it. So I want to give some stats around that, right? So in the 1950s, people spent about 20% of their income on clothes, but they bought way fewer items. Like today, we are spending 17% less as a percentage of our budget as we used to on clothes, but we're literally buying four times the amount of clothing. So we're spending less on clothing today as a percentage of our budgets, but we're buying four times the amount of clothing, which means that a lot of this stuff is going to end up in the trash. It's going to end up, we think, being donated, but ultimately, a lot of that stuff ends up in the trash. And there's a study that shows that 60% of the clothes that are made worldwide are made of synthetic materials like polyester, nylon, acrylic. This is basically plastic.
Plastic clothes.
So you've got your plastic clothes that you've got too much of.
That ends up in landfills.
And it's causing huge problems. So before you go shopping as entertainment or for the new event you're going to, ask yourself a couple questions.
First of all, do you really need it? Now, first of all, let me just start. This is coming from a person who has a significant wardrobe. So I am not out here retail shaming. That is not what I'm doing. Sis, if the dress fits, get the dress. But what I am saying is get a dress that's going to last you several years. I have archives of clothes in my closet. I do not need to buy new sweaters every year. I don't think I've bought new sweaters in probably 3 or 4 years because my sweaters are still in great condition and I spent a little bit more money up front, but they still look great. I haven't bought a new coat.
But let me ask you a question. Are you one of these people that needs to wear a new, let's say you're going to events that are on the gram? Like, do you need, can you re-wear an outfit if it's going to be on the gram?
Check my Instagram. You will see outfits worn multiple times. Yeah. Really? So yeah, I'm not ashamed. First of all, if it's fly, it's fly. Multiple markets need to get this look if it looks good. But no,
like, what about homecoming?
Especially homecoming. First of all, we outside
homecoming events.
We are out. I'm not wearing the same outfit to homecoming every year. But the outfit I wore to homecoming is the outfit I'm wearing to your cookout. Is the outfit I might wear to, you know, somebody else's house party. For sure. Homecoming is outside and it's a bunch of people drinking. It doesn't need to be a one and done. You don't even remember what I had on. First of all, we're only really looking at, did she gain weight? Did she lose weight? Do he look old? Is he balding?
I think people,
we're not really looking at your fit for real, for real.
People think that people sit here and memorize your outfit.
Now, women do. Women do. I'm not going to lie. We will.
But do you really memorize everybody's outfit from only year to year?
I know she don't got
the same dress on.
Absolutely not.
Two homecomings ago.
You only memorize the outfit if it was that good or that bad. Mm. If it was in the middle, no one remembers.
Yeah.
No, if it was just a, hey, I just want to be comfortable and I'm outside and I'm excited to see y'all. If it was that amazing or that bad, that's the only thing that we remember. So again, this is not me retail shaming, but we are saying, if you really need it, are you purchasing something that is going to last you? Do you have room for it? This is a big thing, right?
Lord.
We got these closets.
Stop looking at me.
Listen.
My closet is overflowing.
You're the
right
only
now.
Other person in the room. And then, we'll be in multiple closets. We'll be in the guest room closet, the basement closet.
Yep. Under the bed.
Under the bed.
Plastic containers.
All types of things. So you have seasons of clothes, but all of a sudden you I need a new winter wardrobe. Your new winter wardrobe is in the basement, right? It's in one of them boxes downstairs.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Right? And so if you don't have room for them, what do? You just start throwing clothes away just to buy new clothes. Do you really need to buy new clothes if you have tons of clothes already? I think these are the things that we don't think about. We just see it and it's like, oh, I gotta have it. We'll oftentimes buy something and get home and realize we have something in the closet that looks extremely similar.
Yeah, that's me.
Right?
I do that.
And yeah. So it's like you really didn't need it, right? Or maybe you need to go home and check your closet first. And if you have nothing like it and if it's something that you really need, then you can go back and make the purchase. But I think one way to slow down on the retail spending and again, landfill filling is to just not need the immediate gratification. Go home, if you're online, sign off real quick, look in your closet, see if you have something similar. See, if you wait 24 hours, will you still be thinking about that garment? That's something that I do a lot. I will see something that I really like. I will put it in my cart, online cart, and then close the website. If I don't remember it the next day, I didn't need to have it in the first place.
That's a fact.
So let's be more mindful about the clothing, the fast fashion, the disposable clothing. If you have to buy garments, we're not saying don't buy them. We're just saying buy ones that are going to last you a long period of time so that you're not constantly throwing clothes away and filling these landfills. Because just so we're clear, clothes that end up in landfills sit there for hundreds of years.
Lord.
Hundreds. They don't go anywhere. We can't burn them up. They're not recycled.
Even if you did burn them, it's going to kill
the issue.
Ozone layer.
Exactly. Like that has an impact on climate change. Again, where do you think all this land is where we can just dump clothes for them to just sit there for hundreds of years?
Baltimore. Not joking. I love Baltimore.
Definitely not Baltimore. But we got to be more mindful.
That's a fact. Next advice is repurpose old furniture and appliances. So furniture can last a long time, but if it's damaged or if it's outlived its original purpose, you don't have to just get rid of it. Like you can reuse it, like you can turn an old coffee table into a storage ottoman or use an end table to make a Lego table. Like there's a lot of things you could do if you're a little handy with the furniture.
So I'm not a DIYer, okay? I like to watch the shows, but I'm not going to be down there repurposing any pieces of furniture. But I do buy more quality pieces of furniture. So my furniture has lasted me a very, very long time. For example, I lost two bookcases in Ida when my basement flooded. I've had those bookcases since my junior year of college. Like,
first of all, you had furniture in college. I had no furniture in college.
I had furniture.
I lived
in college.
A dormitory.
No, I moved off campus sophomore year, and I've had those bookcases since then. Even when I told my mom and she saw them, she was like, "I mean, damn, how much longer did you want these bookcases to last?" I'm like, "I hear you." So I do buy quality furniture that lasts a long period of time, but it still gets damaged. I am a person who will get something reupholstered or bring in someone who works in the furniture industry to repair it. I get my furniture steamed so that it lasts longer, especially my carpets, right? People will throw out a carpet real fast or a rug because it's so dirty. But if you get them cleaned or you maintain them, then they will last you a lot longer. Now I get it every so often. We need a refresh. You know, you're tired of looking at that old living room set or whatever the case is. But maybe the answer isn't to throw it away. Maybe it's to reupholster it. Maybe it's to move it from the living room to the basement. Maybe you pass it down to your kids in their dorm or their first apartment. You know, maybe you do a garage sale. There's a number of things that you can do instead of just continuously throwing things out and buying new things.
You can also donate them.
Yes.
Like Goodwill and places like this. Like there's a place in our, like near next to our town where they have furniture that goes to folks who are, you know, less fortunate, folks who might be single parents, people that just don't have the money to buy new furniture. There's a lot of places nowadays where you can donate decently in shape furniture.
And, you know, I was speaking for myself. There are some DIYers out here. Like y'all really do. I do. I see on my social media feed people turning these, you know, dressers into vanities and turning things into sink cabinets, all types of amazing things. So again, maybe you paint it. My mom is one of these people. She will sand a thing down, paint it, put it in another room. There's a lot of things that we can do. But first of all, furniture is expensive to begin with. So like if you have some older furniture that still thriving, that still works. Maybe you put it in another room. Maybe you liven it up or freshen it up a little bit instead of just throwing it out. And now appliances.
Now you could.
They got to go.
There's refabdiaries.com, which gives you great ideas on how to upcycle and do makeover items on things like refrigerators.
What you about to do with an old refrigerator?
Okay, go on refabdiaries.com.
I'm talking about Alan. What is, if the
all right, so
you know these. First of all, we did a podcast where you were talking about how refrigerators need to have ice makers in them. Now, if your refrigerator is 25 years old, Alan Boomer, what are you about to do with this refrigerator at 25 years old?
All right. You could turn it on its side, take the doors off. You could turn it into a planter. A beautiful planter.
With an outlet and a plug?
That you put that on the side by the fence. Okay?
Y'all better not put these refrigerators out in y'all's yard.
Yeah,
talking about it as a planter.
Yeah. You could turn it into a big cooler for when you have parties.
Are you storing it until you have a party? Where is this huge refrigerator stored?
I'll leave it at your house, and then when it's time for the party, I'll come get it and I'll put it in the yard. Listen, there's a lot of things you could do to make sure that you save the world, and I think we should, all things are on the table at this point. Another thing is shopping secondhand.
This is big. I think this is easy. I think one, this saves a ton of money, first of all, and I think this really appeals to everybody. I'm not just talking about thrift shops, which a lot of people do some really amazing thrift shopping, whether it's for furniture or garments. But even in luxury retail, there are websites like Poshmark. There's The Real Real, where you can buy designer items for people who are of that caliber, who need a Gucci bag or a Chanel bag. You can go on these websites, and these are where people are reselling their designer items, guaranteed authentic. You don't have to spend as much money as you would buying a new one. And these things don't just end up in the trash. There's consignment shops, right? Even with your own stuff. Like we talked about your clothes that you're just throwing in the trash. Maybe you're taking them to a consignment shop so that somebody else can purchase them secondhand. That's a huge, huge deal instead of just throwing things in the trash. One, you're making money. And these clothes are not ending up in a landfill. But even for yourself, there's ThredUp. ThredUp is for all types of categories, right? All types of garments at all levels, from Gap to Gucci, I think is one of their slogans. But you can get anything that you need by looking at something secondhand. And secondhand doesn't mean old. It doesn't mean out of style. Again, maybe it's just one of these people who gets a new wardrobe every single year or gains some COVID weight and now they can't fit it. I have a ton of garments that I recently passed down to a friend only because, and the tags were still on it, I just can't fit it anymore. Like, I didn't gain weight or lose weight, but like, I shifted weight because my workouts have changed. And like, it's not gonna get over this situation no more. You know what I mean? And so I have to pass that down to a friend who is, my friends know when I do a closet purge, the first thing they say is, let me know when it's done. I'm not throwing these things away because they're such quality items. I will be very mindful about who gets what, who can fit what fits each other's personal style and aesthetic. And my friends wear the hell out of my clothes.
Yeah, I do the same thing with all my Old Navy.
I'm sorry.
Polo shirts.
Who is taking your...
I give my clothes to kids after
a while. I was getting ready to say, because I've
shrink.
Seen your friends.
They shrink.
And
my
y'all are
shrink.
Not the same sizes.
Yeah. So, no, but I think the concept of a lot of this is like recycling, upcycling, reusing.
eBay. Like, I'm an eBay psychotic.
I'll give a perfect example. Like, God bless its soul, but your Peloton.
Lost my Peloton.
It died.
Yes, that's a great example.
A lot of people would have just trashed it because the insurance covered it. You can get a new one if you choose to. But you listed it.
Yes,
online.
I did.
You got some cash for it.
I got some good cash
you
for that Peloton.
You got multiple people that made offers to buy it, and they're going to give it a second life.
And to be honest with you, at one point I was considering paying a junk removal company to come and take it out of my house, mm-hmm. right? So I would have put money up, and it would have ended up in the trash. But instead, I listed it on Facebook Marketplace, and within 10 hours, I had like 10 to 12 offers. And this is a Peloton that would not power on. Like, it sat in water
for
too long. But it still pedals. The resistance still works. And so a lot of people were like, I will gladly use that bike. Some of them were like, listen, I'll just cast the classes to a television screen. Some were like, I don't need these classes. Like, I'm not about to even buy the membership. Does the bike work? Yes, I will take it. And I made several hundred dollars. and they came and got it.
So it sounds like you saved money and saved the world.
I made money and saved the world.
Look at that.
And help somebody on their fitness journey.
You see what I'm saying?
There's also eBay and Craigslist. I post a lot of these garments. So when I do closet purges, if it's a designer item or an item that's in really good shape and it can't go to one of my friends, maybe we don't wear the same shoe size or it's not their aesthetic, I will list it on eBay and get some good money for it. So again, that's recycling, upcycling, whatever you determine. I've made a little bit of money. I haven't put garments into a landfill and they will live on and have a second life with someone.
I love it. There's a lot of other sites. So there's Good Twice. There's shopgoodwill.com. There's Etsy as a place where people sell vintage clothes. There's swap.com. Have you used any of these? Refashioner.com?
I've used Etsy. And you know what I do buy on Etsy? Vintage t-shirts. I have an appreciation for a certain type of vintage t-shirt, and I will go on Etsy to find them. I've purchased several vintage t-shirts from Etsy.
Yeah, going back to furniture, there's Kayo. Kayo is an online platform for people to buy gently used old furniture. And what's crazy about furniture, like we talked about the 10 million tons of clothing that goes in landfills, 8 million tons of furniture goes in landfills, too.
I believe that. And I think when it comes to furniture, I think people are a lot more open to purchasing like refurbished furniture. I just think about IKEA. So I recently had to go to IKEA. I had a flood in my basement and I hadn't been to IKEA in a very long time. But the one thing I always know about IKEA is on your way out, there's that small section of broken furniture, random pieces of furniture, like damaged furniture. And people are in there grabbing things up. They're like, listen, it's a little damaged in the back. I don't care. Like, no one will see that. Or I could put a countertop on this and make this my desk or whatever the case is. So I think people are very open to buying gently used or refurbished furniture. And so we should consider that. It will save you some money. You're giving it a second life and you are helping not contribute to climate change.
I love it.
Hopefully you are hearing us out and being open-minded to these ways to save money and save the world. We have more ideas when we come back. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. It's the pathway to freedom. It's needed to the North Star.
Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring black and brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out.
Momentum.
So we are still talking about how to save the world.
All the ways.
Save your money.
All the ways.
To do both at the same time.
Yes.
Because we are not save the world experts.
Nah, but we are saving money and making money experts.
Very true. That's very true. Sure. So I think the last thing that we talked about was, I think we were talking about clothes.
Furniture and clothes.
The next thing I think, which everyone is always looking for, if you donate, you get a tax write-off. Right. So many people are like, how can I avoid paying taxes? Do I need to go to the Cayman Islands? Do I need to do all these extra exotic things? Do I need to write everything off as a business expense? How about you just donate some of these things that you have in your home
to charity, if possible?
Very true. So, to charity, not donate to your sister, not donate to your homeboy. When you donate to charity, you get a tax write off.
So the first thing we'll talk about that people don't think about is books. Like we have a lot of books sitting around and there's some good knowledge in there.
Yeah.
Instead of trashing them, why not bring them to the local library or see if there's a local charity or an old folks home. Like there's a lot of places where books could go and you might get a little tax write-off.
I should probably donate some books. I lost a lot of books in Ida, unfortunately. But I'm not afraid to admit that, yes, I do own encyclopedias.
Yeah, I don't know if encyclopedias from the 70s are really...
First of all...
like, worth a whole lot.
I am not in your age group.
Yo, your stuff is a little dated if it's encyclopedias.
Some of that information is helpful. You know, if you're looking
up... People know about Martin Luther King at this point. That's all I'm saying.
I think I have some books that could be donated. So for me, because most of the books that I kept were books from college. Them books were so damn expensive.
Textbooks.
And textbooks were dated. So expensive. I refused to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So I kept them up until Ida took them, but about two or three survived and they will be here.
Yeah.
Forever.
Some stuff is still legit. Like accounting, like 80% of that stuff is still legit. I kept mine, a lot of my books, but.
Yeah, mine are biology books and grammar books.
Biology is still mostly relevant, except they won't have a chapter on the
COVID,
the new coronavirus.
Yeah, which people don't even believe anyway. So no one's even going to believe. Do people even believe what's in books? I feel like if it's not on social media, people don't believe it.
Do people read books anymore?
There we go.
Is the real question.
That's the real question.
I'm still
question.
A book guy. So books can be donated.
So beyond books, Nike has a reuse a shoe program. And so they will grind up your old dusty sneakers and use them to create new surfaces for playgrounds, athletic fields, basketball courts. So, you know, the shoes that you mow the lawn in, that you, you know, clean the house in, go in the garage in.
Trapping.
No.
Talking about trapping animals first.
That's not what you're talking about. First of all, I don't know the appropriate footwear for trapping. Is it sneakers?
It's definitely sneakers or Timbs.
I was going to say, I think boots when I think about trapping. I specifically think about Timberlands or for Baltimore, the Nike boots. Mm. I don't think about sneakers, though. I feel like you're like an athletic. You know.
Yeah, we know nothing about these things. So it's funny.
So
every
it's
time
all
we bring
made
it
up. Yes, this is all fantasy.
I do watch Power and Book of Canaan or whatever it's called.
Are they wearing... I have to imagine they're wearing Timberlands on that show. They are not wearing, like, Air Maxes.
I got to check that out.
Yeah.
But if you are using those shoes...
If there are any drug dealers that are wearing Air Maxes on the corner and listening to our podcast, hopefully you're investing.
That's a rare person.
And... Take a picture of your shoes and send them to us. But no, seriously, Nike Reuse a Shoe, their program, you can donate your sneakers. And again, they will be put to really good use. They're also, wedding dresses. You can donate wedding dresses. That's like a really big thing for a lot of nonprofits. Mm-hmm. For women who are just not able to afford wedding dresses or for a variety of reasons, wedding and prom dresses are really great tax write-offs. They have really big campaigns every season for young girls who can't afford prom dresses again, women who cannot afford wedding dresses. And so y'all not about to put them dresses back on. So I have a confession.
Okay. Confess, Tiffany.
I still have my wedding dress in the closet.
Really?
I do.
Plan on using it again?
Never. So my wedding dress wasn't like super wedding-y. So in my mind, I was like, I'll wear it again. It was like a...
Have you worn it again?
No. I don't want to put that thing
on. If you don't donate that dress, somebody could be getting married in that dress. Yeah. Or going to the prom.
Or going to the prom.
Or a good turn-up event.
Yeah. So... For us ladies who have that wedding dress, now again, there are some women who this is like an extreme memento and it's extremely emotional for them and they just want to keep it forever and pass it down to their children. Do what you got to do, sis, but I am not. So for us who have these dresses, you're not even with these people no more, or you could really care less. You're never going to fit in them. Your child doesn't want them if you have children. Donate. Get a tax write-off. That will help you come tax season. Again, everyone's always looking for these tips and tricks. This is one of those tips and tricks to help save the world and help you on your taxes.
There's some other shoe organizations like Souls for Souls, which is S-O-L-E-S, number 4, S-O-U-L-S.
Yes.
And the Cinderella Project, where you can donate dress shoes, high heels,
okay,
pumps, wedges.
Are they still called pumps? Women, are you still calling your shoes pumps?
Certain people call them pumps, depending on where you are.
On your demographic.
Yeah, or where you live in the country.
Yeah, I guess.
Got my pumps on.
My mini
skirt. Yeah, you can donate those and they will, I guess clear heels could be donated too.
Why
to
can't
these.
They?
Yeah,
why shouldn't not? They?
Yeah.
Okay. Clear heels. I have a couple of clear heels in my closet.
Yeah. So let's talk now about things you can do around the house.
Okay. So first of all, I'm just going to disclaim. Do not get, y'all, especially Alan, likes to get real defensive around some of these things. Again, these are options to help you save money and save the world. And I'm going to start with, and I feel like this is a heavy one. This one's heavy.
I endorse this one.
You endorse, like you're going to do this?
I do this. I don't.
Okay. So no paper cups and plates.
And plastic forks.
And plastic
and all
forks.
That. Yeah, I've been doing this for years.
Really?
I used to, when my kids were younger, we used to have paper plates and stuff that we would use to just make life more convenient. And then I realized one day, like when you buy paper plates, you're legitimately just throwing money in the garbage. Like, you've got dishes in the cabinet, wash them. Like, yes. You could save money and save the world at the same time. And like, there's too many people using paper plates. I will tell you, we've been to a lot of homes of millionaires. And one thing that's been very consistent, and this is the moment when I stopped using them. None of these people are throwing money away on paper plates. They're eating on real plates. They're washing the dishes either by hand or using a dishwasher and saving some money and not filling up landfills.
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy one. I don't use paper plates or plastic cups, or not in my home. So, you know, if I'm out and I have leftovers and they provide them, that's great. But it's never been an option for me in my home. But it's a really, really great way, easy way to save money and to save the world at the same time. Seal your drafty windows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like, ensuring that you have proper insulation minimizes energy loss from your windows and doors. Like, use your shades, use your blinds, but this saves a lot of money on your utility bills. I know a good amount of people who, like, one room is always a little bit colder, and that's because the window ain't all that secure. Like, figure out ways. There's a lot of very inexpensive ways to seal your windows, seal your doors. Again, make sure you have proper insulation. Funny enough, when I was rebuilding or redeveloping this house, there was a room, my main TV room, didn't have any insulation. And so that was a big concern for me. One, because I don't like to be cold. And two, just thinking about the energy bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so we couldn't add insulation to the walls. So we added a ton of insulation to the floor.
Mm.
And so that keeps that room warm, because before it would be extremely cold. It would be completely different than any of the other rooms in the home. And that also helps me on my energy bill.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's worth it to seal up those windows, get new windows. Sometimes if you're in an older home, those original windows are just, they're like just pushing hot air through.
Yeah. And oftentimes, if you do make some of these upgrades to your home, if you do make some of these updates to your home, you can get some sort of tax credit. Like,
yes,
you might be eligible for a local or state tax credit because you're making your home more energy efficient.
I love it. Also, on that note, energy efficient appliances, they might cost a little bit more money, but you'll certainly make your money back over time with what you'll save on energy.
Another piece of advice is adjust your thermostat. I don't subscribe to this. This is not one that Tiffany Hawkins, I won't be saving the earth when it comes to my thermostat.
But part of this is like just when you're away from home, right?
Okay.
Like, so when you leave the home in the summer, turn the air conditioner to a higher temperature.
So I do that because I travel often. When I am not home, I definitely, as you mentioned, in the summer, I will turn the temperature up, or I guess turn the air down. And when in the wintertime, I will just turn the heat down. When I am in the house, the heat and the air are rocking. Okay.
Blast.
But when I am home, that's a really big deal of mine. And I've been doing that for a very long time. But when I started doing it, I will say I did see a significant change in my energy bill.
You can also use like a Nest or one of these smart devices where you can program your home for a range of different temperatures at different times, or even when you're on your way home from work, turn the air conditioner up so that it's ready when you get there.
So I have a very funny story. So I threw a pool party last year, and a couple of my friends came to visit and stayed with me for the weekend. And I didn't realize it. So because of circumstances that I won't talk about, I wasn't able to sleep in my bed that night. I had to sleep in my living room on the sofa.
What?
It's a long story. We don't want to talk about it, but the party got a little too lit and I wasn't able to sleep in my bed that night.
You couldn't make it up the stairs?
No, I was fine. The bed was no longer available to me. So either way, I had to sleep in the living room.
So people were in your bed?
No.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about it. But I had to sleep in my living room, in my TV room.
Bed was sullied.
The sofa.
Wow.
But all of my...
Ain't no party like a Tiffany Hawkins party. Sheesh.
But all of my bedrooms are upstairs. So all of my friends, their rooms were fine. The guest rooms were fine. Dang. So they all got to sleep upstairs in their guest room.
Why'd they do it in your bed?
Exactly. I had to sleep downstairs in the TV room. Someone had flipped a switch randomly going into my basement. I did not realize that the switch that they flipped turned off the air conditioning, right? Mm. So I am sleeping downstairs. The heat rises. So For me, the temperature downstairs was fine. I did not find out until the next day that my friends were upstairs burning up because whoever had flipped the switch that turned off my air conditioner, and it was really, really hot upstairs. So they didn't say anything to me. They spent the night, packed their shit up, and left.
Hot as hell.
I did not find out until later that they thought, because I had just moved into the home, I was trying to save money on my energy bill, and I didn't want to turn the air on. I'm like, how awesome cheap do y'all think I am? Like, they were like, you know, you did just buy the house. You just do this really elaborate party. We thought maybe you were trying to save money on air conditioning. Like, no, bro. Like, I would not do, I wouldn't invite you into my house to sweat you out in the dead of summer. Mm. I didn't, again, they didn't even say anything. I guess they were being good friends. Like, listen, we'll just sleep through it to the best of our ability, but we have to get the hell up out of here.
Wow.
But yes, I don't do that. I keep, when I am in the home and people are occupying my home, the air conditioning is rocking, the heat is rocking. But as you mentioned, when you're not home, yeah. And again, if you're away, turn it down.
Yeah. We're almost out of time. We've got a lot more topics to talk about, but we're just about done.
We are. There are two that I have to throw in really, really quickly. One, bring your own bottled water. This is big right now. People are carrying around these big canteens where they're filling up their own water. There's water stations everywhere in every airport, at the gyms and things like that now. So instead of buying continuous plastic bottles of water everywhere that you're going to end up throwing away, just carry your own little canteen and just fill up water along the way. It saves you money because you're not buying bottled water everywhere. A lot of these water filling stations are free. And again, you are saving the world.
Low key, put some ice in those bottles. The bottles often can keep ice for several days.
And for coffee, it keeps coffee hot. It keeps hot items hot for a very, very long time. So that, and then just shop locally. If you can shop at your local farmer's market, if you have, again, anywhere near you where you can get your local produce or your local meat, maybe it's from a farmer or what have you, it's a lot cheaper. It's a lot better for you. And again, you are helping the world.
Because it didn't have to get shipped to you.
Very true.
Like, if it were shipped here, there'd be gas and yes. tolls and all sorts yes. of things that are not, well, not tolls are not bad for environment, I guess. But the shipping is not good for you and it's not good for the world.
Very true. So those are my last two that I'm going to throw in there. Thank you so much for being open-minded to saving money and saving the world.
Yes.
And we're not saying you have to do all these things, but maybe if you can incorporate one or two.
Just a few. Mix it in.
You know, it's a good thing.
Love it.
We will be back next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. Momentum.